charanara vindare. Bajahure mana chinananandana abhaya charanara vindare. Dulava manava janama satsange. Dulava manava janama satsange. Taro e bava tindere. Roe Baba Sindhure. Sita Tapa Batavari Chana Edina Jamini Yagire. Saha tapa katavarisana edina jamini jagire. Vifale se vino kripana durajana. Vifale se vino vipana dura jana. Chapala chukalava lagire. Chapala chukalava lagire. Donna Yovana, Puchapari Jana, Eteke Achepara Titire. Donna Yovana, Puchapari Jana, Eteke Achepara Titire. Kamala dala jala jivana talamala. Kamala dala jala jivana talamala. Pajahu hari pada nitire. Vajahu hari pada nitire. Shravana kirtana marana vandana parasevana dasyare.
Push harder.
Vajahu Shravana kirtana marana vandana parasevana dasyare. Ujana sakhi jana admani vedana. Pujana sakhi jana admani vedana. Govinda Tachavi Lachere. Govinda Tachavi Lachere.
What time is it now? So we have to remind him. Because Robert told us sometimes, chant more and talk less. Okay, how loud are
you? Yasamati nandana vrajabhara nagara gokula ranjana kana. Hey, yasamati nandana vrajabhara nagara gokula ranjana kana. O gopi parana dana madana manahara. Gopi parana dana madana manahara. Kali adamana vidana. O Kali adamana vidana. Amala harinam amya vilasa. Amala harinam Amya vilasa. Vipina purandara navinana garavara vamsi vadana suvasa. Hey, vipina purandara navinana garavara Vamsi vadana suvasa. Raja jana palana surakulana sana. Raja jana palana surakulana sana. Nanda Godana Rakovala. Hey, Nanda Godana Rakovala. Govinda Madhava Navanita Taskara. Govinda Madhava Navanita Taskara. Rundara Nanda Gopala. Hey, Sundara Nanda Gopala. Yamuna Tatachara Gopi Vasana Hara. Yamuna Tatachara Gopi Vasana Hara. Rasara Sika Kripa Maya. Hey, Rasara Sika Kripa Maya. Shiradavallava Vindavana Natavada. Shiradavallava Vindavana Natavada. Makativi Nadashaya. Hey, Bhaktivi Nadashaya. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hey! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, hey! Bolo! Rama! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, hey! Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, hey! Miranda Omegiana Timiranda Sia Janagana Selakayam Tokatsu Girvana Maha Chi Chaitanya Manovistam Shapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Karamaya Dati Saparantika Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yatavara Kamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagarjatam Sagana Raganatam Vitam Sajivam Advaitam Sarvarutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishaka Vitam Cha Hey Krishna Karane Sindhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tata Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishwanu Sita Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Panchakalpa Tiruvascha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama.
So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam 10:29-16. So now we're getting to the point of rasa dance. We're going to have translated in Hindi? Are we translating it to Hindi? Oh, okay. Nachayvam visham vishmayo karyo. Nachayvam vishmaya karyo. Bhavata bhagavatiya aje. Bhavata bhagavatiya aje. Yogeshvare Krishne Yata Etad Vimuchyate. Everybody gets a chance? Let's just go on. My show, right? Translation of purport by His Divine Grace is... No, it's not Shalva. Baba's purport. You should not be astonished by Krishna, the unborn master of all masters, of mystic power. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, after all, it is the Lord who liberates the world. Purport by the followers of Srila Prabhupada. Parikshit Maharaj should not have been astonished that Lord Krishna's so-called romantic affairs are in fact meant to liberate the entire universe. After all, that is the Lord's purpose, to bring all conditioned souls back home, back to Godhead, for an eternal life of bliss and knowledge. The Lord's conjugal affairs with the gopis fit in very nicely with that program, because we are all actually lusty in material consciousness. Who are lusty in material consciousness can be purified and liberated by hearing of them. So this is the kindness of the Lord. He doesn't have to come to the material world to show these kind of pastimes. Okay. He doesn't have to come to the material world to display these pastimes. They are going on in the spiritual world eternally. So why did he bother to come and bring a replica Vrindavan here to the material world? Simply to give us a chance to understand his activities, like he says, janma karma cha me divyam, how his birth and activities are all transcendental. By understanding that, naiti mam eti sojuna, we don't have to come back to this place of misery where there is suffering from the highest to the lowest, from Lord Brahma down to the ant. Everyone is suffering the threefold miseries. So Krishna enacts this pastime here in Vrindavan just so that we can become purified by hearing about it, and to it will help us give up our lust, because we're imitating Krishna. This is the material world. Prabhupada used to say everything is topsy-turvy. Everything is upside down. We are meant to serve Krishna, but due to misuse of false ego and independence, we want to put ourselves in the center. So therefore the advice is Ishavashyamidam Sarvam. We should put Krishna in the center. But just like we see our fellow religionists, they can't easily love Krishna because they don't know his activities and his birth. So we're very fortunate that we're coming from Srila Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that we can get vast descriptions of Krishna and his activities so that we can get a higher taste. We all like a hero, someone who we like to emulate. Like when I was a young man, we had President Kennedy. But then he turned out to be a debauchee, or Mickey Mantle. I liked him. But these people, they always disappoint you. But then fortunately we met Srila Prabhupada and he never disappointed us. That's a fact.
So, I'm coming back to the microphone.
So why not get absorbed in these pastimes of the Lord? Then we can give up the mundane pastimes. Still going on in the material world. You know, we're attracted to hear about the what's happening here, what's happening with the movie stars and so on. The tendency is there to hear, to read. So if it's supplanted with this Bhagavatam, the descriptions of the Lord, then we become become liberated just by hearing them. In the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 1.5.33, Narada Muni states, Amayo yas chabutanam jayate yena suvrataha tad eva hyan mayam dvayam napunati chikirshitam. O good soul, there's not a thing applied therapeutically cure a disease that was caused by the very same thing. Thus, Krishna's romantic activities or affairs, being pure spiritual activities, will cure those who will hear about them of the disease of material lust. So everybody, kamesha, krodesha, rajagunas, nobody is free from this lust. We wouldn't be here. Isha dvesha. We come to the material world for two purposes. We want to be the enjoyer, and we don't like that somebody else is the enjoyer. This is our disease, centered around lust. So this is how we can gradually get free from that lust. And of course, we need Prabhupada's help, because it's like with the Christians, and even in the early Hare Krishnas, they began to think that Prabhupada is so exalted, Lord Jesus is so exalted, that he must be God. That happened in ISKCON. 1970, I was there in New Vrindavan. Four sannyasis, they were standing up, giving class, striding with their danda back and forth, and saying that Prabhupada was God. And I objected. I said, what about that blue boy? And Brahmananda said, how do you know about him? I said, from Srila Prabhupada. See? The next. They really were trying to jam it down our throats that Prabhupada is God. I mean, I never accepted it. I used to give Prabhupada a massage, and I knew his body wasn't always youthful. You know, he was getting older. So, that's the tendency, because we can't imagine how anybody can be on the level of Prabhupada, how anybody can be on the level of Christ. And therefore, they give up trying. That's the danger. We give up trying to be perfect. Although Christ told them, the prostitute, go and sin no more. Don't create any more sin. But the habit is so strong. Who can do like that? We see practically how many leading devotees have fallen victim of sex life, illicit sex life. So we should be careful. If we take the cure properly, hearing and chanting about the Lord, then we can also become transcendental to our lower nature. This is the struggle. Like a devotee came to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, I'm troubled by sex life. Prabhupada said, you? The whole world is troubled, even Lord Brahma. So everybody's going to be troubled by sex impulse. But gradually, getting a higher taste, hearing about the activities of the Lord like this, dancing with the gopi, then we can see that our mundane affairs with the blunted instruments, rubbing genitals, is not really the goal of life. It's not the highest pleasure. Therefore, like Yamunacharya, he was a great king. He had so many queens he was enjoying with. But by good fortune, he became a devotee. And then he said, when I think of those pleasures I had previously, My lip curls and I spit at the thought. Why? Because higher taste. We have to get a higher taste. That's how we should measure. And the kirtan is the best way. I see you're doing enthusiastic kirtan here. Keep up this kirtan. It's the easiest way to get a higher taste. Prabhupada told us in Vrindavan here. Every night we were coming here. Prabhupada wasn't sitting here. He was sitting under the tree. I don't know if this was here or not. But anyway, no, I think it was 70, before the temple opened in 74, September. So every night we had the kirtan going on. When we first came, Arti was there. And then the second was a lecture. We had to speak it, and Prabhupada didn't speak. He was just listening. But his instruction was chant more and talk less. So then we had a second kirtan. And the second kirtan, it went on for a long time. And it was very enlivening. And Prabhupada came back after that second kirtan one night. Shruti Kirti was there, and I. And we were sitting on the ground. Prabhupada was on his bed somewhere here. I can't find a place anymore. But anyway, he was sitting on the bed, and he spoke with real authority. He said, "This kirtan is the special mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Special mercy. And if we don't get taste for this kirtan, simply sex life." And that's it. We're looking for, we're not happy to be dry. We want something. So sex life looks, how many people are victims? The big people fall down. Billionaires, go crazy with sex life. So we have to get a higher taste. Kirtan is the best way. Okay, now another good way to get a higher taste is not only hear about the pastimes of Krishna, but to hear the pastimes of Srila Prabhupada. So I have a few I was going to share with you. I was very fortunate. When I first came to Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada instructed me to go to London to help the grihasthas who were there. They were opening a temple. So I came, and because I was the senior brahmachari at the time, Prabhupada came a month later, so I was given the service of giving Srila Prabhupada massage. And I did that for 3 months, practically every day, 45 minutes, and it was the most ecstatic service I ever had. So the first day I gave massage, I had never given massage before. So I said, "Srila Prabhupada, I don't know how to give massage. After I finish the massage, I was going to go to the library and get a book on how to give massage." I thought, why not? And Prabhupada said, "It's not necessary." He said, "If you read Bhagavad Gita, Krishna will tell you how to give massage." But that was the mood. We don't have to go outside to do our service. We think we have to go outside to collect knowledge. It's the wrong idea. Whatever we have, if we use it fully in Krishna's service from the position we're in, we can make progress, tangible progress, and then the next progress, and the next progress, like that. Like Haridas Thakur, when he came into the prison, the prisoners were thinking, "Oh, he's going to get us out." His first instruction, don't think you have to change your position to make spiritual progress. So that's what Prabhupada was telling me. You're doing okay. Don't bother going to the library. Then, at that same period, we had a program, the first program with a lot of Hindus. In London, there's a lot of Hindus. So they came, 300 or so, 400, that's a lot for in those days. This was 69. And Prabhupada spoke. He spoke sometimes in Hindi also, so we couldn't follow. But it was clear that there was one person who was disturbing the class, standing up and saying, "What about Lord Shiva?" like that. So suddenly Prabhupada said, "Sit down, you are nonsense." So we never saw Prabhupada in that mood. Prabhupada was very humble. And here he was, chastising this man in public. So it was a series of lectures. And the next day I was giving massage, and I was thinking, I'm getting him in shape for another knockout performance. I was his trainer, and he was. sitting there, massaging. I was massaging, and I was talking. I learned later from Shrutikirti Harisari, you're not supposed to talk, but I didn't know. That you're not supposed to talk. The servant should be silent unless he's questioned or spoken to by the spiritual. Especially during massage, it's a time of rest. Prabhupada was resting, you know, not sleeping, but resting. His body was resting somewhat. Nobody told me that, so I just blabbered whatever came into my mind. So I was massaging like that and thinking about how Prabhupada's going to go out and give another knockout performance. And I was thinking like I'm the trainer, getting him in shape for that fight, you know. And my mood was like, you and me, Prabhupada, we could take over the world. And then suddenly Prabhupada said, no, with emphatic no. My like hands froze on his body. And then he spoke with another voice, like a 7-year-old boy, very sweet, simple voice. He said, I am just a humble servant. So when he said that, I felt so impure that I was bringing my, you know, passionate nature, and he was transcendental, and he didn't like it. He stopped it, and I felt like going under the rug that was there. And I was thinking, he's such an aristocrat, and I'm just such an ordinary slob off the street. I shouldn't be allowed to be in the same room with him, or to speak of touching his body. So Prabhupada was teaching by example, the Acharya. He was showing that he was really humble. It wasn't artificial. How is it not artificial? Because he was always thinking of Krishna and his spiritual master. So in that relationship, he was a humble servant. So when he said, I'm only a humble servant, he was just speaking from the heart. No false humility, nothing, no. Just straight out realization that Prabhupada had that he was a humble servant. So when we start getting puffed up, we should remember, this is our constitutional position, to be humble servant. And it's a glorious position. We should be happy with it. Instead of thinking, I want it climbing the corporate ladder or something, I want to get to the top. That can happen in ISKCON also. And those kind of people, it's a slippery slope. They come back down. Because this is not the goal, is to become higher up in the echelon. The goal is to become a pure devotee. And that Krishna is ready to guide us, Srila Prabhupada is ready to guide us, but we have to be open for that guidance. That's our only qualification. Remember when I was first coming to Krishna consciousness? I was a student at the university, and I started coming regularly. I even moved in the temple, still as a student. And I think before I moved in, though, I had a dream that Krishna consciousness was a big, delicious sandwich. And all you had to do is bite it. But the problem is we don't want to bite it. We want to touch it this way and look at it this way and spend 16 years smelling it to see if it's the right thing. But it's wonderful. Bite into this Krishna consciousness. Don't hesitate. That's a fact. And then Krishna will reciprocate. Yayata ma papadyante tamsatami vichamiham. As we bite into it with enthusiasm, the two qualities, right? Enthusiasm, patience, and then confidence. Yeah, I'm confident. This is the right thing. Then we'll get the experience. And once we get the experience, nobody can dissuade us. Even our mind will try, oh, you're wasting your time here. No, because you're getting a higher taste. So you'll be able to remain. Won't go away. So many big leaders have gone away, but it's because they lost the taste. Why they lost the taste? Because Krishna shuts off the mercy. If you think you're so important, then Krishna will leave you to your karma. You're very important. Okay, here's your karma again. And then you go on for a little while, and then your karma turns bad. And then, you know, what's happening? So, just remain humble, and Krishna will help you more and more. So next, nice pastime with Srila Prabhupada. The same time period, but maybe A month and a half later, we were at a class in a Berry temple, small temple room, and Srila Prabhupada said how the spiritual master is the representative of Krishna. And when he said that, I was just a few feet away, like Nanadala. I was awake, though. And he showed that this was really something important, that just to be a representative, represent Krishna. So the next morning, I came to do my service, give massage to Srila Prabhupada, and I said, Srila Prabhupada, I very much liked your class last night. And Prabhupada said, oh, what part did you like? So I said, yes, Prabhupada. I liked the part where you said you were the representative of Krishna. So this time, he accepted it fully. Last time he said no, right, when I was flattering him. But this time, he accepted it fully, and then you could see, then he gave it back. And you also can be representative of Krishna. When you say, Prabhupada says, or Krishna says, then you're also representing Krishna. So it's easy. We can all become guru. Why not? Just represent the message of Bhagavad Gita. Represent Srila Prabhupada's mood and teachings in a very clear, simple way. Then everybody, Prabhupada wanted thousands of spiritual masters. We may not all be Diksha gurus or official Shiksha gurus, but we can bring people to Krishna. That's another kind of guru, right? Vartman production. Yeah. So everybody should become guru, bringing people to Krishna. That's what guru means. Nityananda is the original guru, Lord Nityananda, because he's bringing even Jagai and Madhai to the feet of Lord Chaitanya. So this is a business of guru. He's trying to bring everybody to Krishna, make everybody Krishna conscious. So we need thousands of people to do that. I'm impressed after not being in India for a long time, that this yatra is really expanding, the Indian yatra. I mean, I was in the different cities in the south, and I was just at Bhakti Chiru's place, is that? Ujjain. So much preaching is going on in Bangalore, Hyderabad, Bombay. It's really, Pune, I was there. They had a conference, they had like 500 brahmacharis coming in for some classes. It was amazing. Seeing 500 brahmacharis. I mean, in Prabhupada's time, we could hardly get one Indian brahmachari, right? Sometimes he lamented, I'm not getting any good men here. But Prabhupada concentrated on it. He told us openly, my Guru Maharaj told me to preach in the West, so I've done that. Now I want to do what I want to do. I want to preach in India. So he brought men. He brought money. Built this temple here. The Gurukul was collected mostly from Japan. He brought people and money. And started. He wanted to get something established before he left the planet. So at least these three places were established, Mayapur, Bombay, and Vrindavan. And then from that, I see practically all of you have done such wonderful work to expand this mission here in India. I'm very impressed. I'm going to have to come again to get purified. Okay, next point about Srila Prabhupada. I can tell you a story how he chastised me or how he encouraged me. Which one do you want to hear? Okay, first I'll tell how he chastised me. He chastised me once because he wanted me, the history was, Gopal Krishna Maharaj was the GVC for all of India at one point, 74, I think. And he approached me on the campus in Mayapur during a festival, and he said, Bhavananda has to leave Mayapur, and Prabhupada wants you to stay here and be co-director with Jai Pataka. Actually, I was in an exalted position, and I should have been flattered. I said, I'm not going to stay here. I got preaching. I'm going to go back. I'm going to Korea or something, whatever it was. Because in Mayapur at that time, when they There was no festival. There was nobody there. It was not many people came. Now it's like a city. I haven't been back, but as I heard, it's like it's always swamped with people. But during the year, there weren't many people. So I was thinking, what am I going to do here? So anyway, we came into Prabhupada's room later in that day for darshan, and Gopakrishna, of course, mentioned, Srila Prabhupada, Sri Vikram Swami says he's not going to stay here. And he was doing his duty. So Prabhupada looked at me, so what is the problem? Why you don't want to stay? And I gave some excuse, and Prabhupada said, you're a sannyasi, you've given up everything but your whim. I still didn't surrender. Giving arguments, and then I said, but Prabhupada, what was the other? Oh, yeah. I forget what I said. I gave some excuse. And Prabhupada said, our formula is plain living, high thinking, but you're simply addicted to the city, which was true. I said, well, I'm out here in the jungle of Bengal, there's nothing going on. If I go on the street, you know, in a big city, then I'm passionate, I can sell a book and talk to people and get money. And so I'd rather be doing that. So Prabhupada said like that. Our formula is plain living, high thinking, but you're addicted to the cities, which was true. Then the third argument I gave, I was hard to surrender. One of the reasons was I didn't like that Prabhupada told me this, gave me this important instruction through somebody else. And you know, in the future, he always called me and directly gave me the answer. So I don't know if I influenced him or anything. Yeah, I don't want to hear a second. The third argument was, well, Prabhupada, I've been a sannyasi for 5 years. And I haven't had a chance to preach. So if I stay in Bengal, they only speak Bengali, how can I preach? Prabhupada said, oh, you've been a sannyasi for 5 years and you haven't had a chance to preach? What makes you think you know how to preach? Then, like, I was in the Navy, so it came back. I better shut up and just do what I'm told. So I stayed. It was okay, 6 months. Jayapadaka was there. He was in the construction department, like I was dealing with the temple devotees' problems. Then Bhavanani came back. I was relieved, and I went to Vrindavan to see Prabhupada. Okay, now one more quick story where Prabhupada was very kind to me. We were, as I mentioned, I was giving this service, giving the service of giving massage to Srila Prabhupada. So over the course of that 3 months, I would mention to him, Prabhupada, I really would like to go with you when you leave to continue this service. He was going back to America. The Prabhupada was always noncommittal. He would say, let's see what Krishna wants. So then it came about up to the time, like 4 or 5 days before Prabhupada was due to leave, Prabhupada's servant came to me. He said, stop bothering Prabhupada about going with us and being his masseur because he's already given permission for Upendra to come and meet us in Boston and take up that service. So I wasn't so optimistic about it. But then I was in the car with Prabhupada. I was also his chauffeur. So I was driving. Prabhupada was... we drive on the left in London, so we do here also. So we were driving, and I said to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Purushottam, that was his servant, Purushottam said that Upendra is going to be giving you a massage when you go back to America next week. And when I said that, Prabhupada responded by, wow. That's right, utter silence. Didn't say anything. I had spoken very clearly. He was only this far away. He didn't get. So then I thought, so it must be true. And but then I accepted it. I surrendered to the fact that I wasn't going, reconciled myself to it, although I was attached to the idea of going with him. And then another moment passed in silence, and I felt a little awkward because of the silence. You know, I had spoken very clearly. And that's one of the qualities of a devotee, to be silent. We can use. Prabhupada used it. He was just completely silent. So then I wanted to break the silence and at the same time let Prabhupada know that I was reconciled not to go with him. So I said, Srila Prabhupada, I never met Upendra. He's a nice boy. So Prabhupada turned to me in the car and he said, not as nice as you. So he recognized that I had surrendered a little bit. And when he said that, I felt it went right in my heart. I said, Prabhupada loves me. And he did love us. He loved everyone. Once Hari Sari said that, Prabhupada, everyone loves you so much. And Prabhupada said, yes, because I love everyone. He did. He loved everyone. He wanted everyone to go back to Godhead. He wanted to give them the best thing. At every moment he was preaching. I'll tell you another time. I came into Prabhupada's room with a servant. At that time, the sannyasis were appointed or allowed to have a servant. He was my godbrother. You probably know him from Mayapur, Shatadanya. So he was serving with me as assistant. And we came into Prabhupada's room. Where was it? I'm trying to think. Anyway, Prabhupada's room, I think in Bombay. And when we came in, Prabhupada was reading his own Krishna book. So I turned to my assistant and I said, just see, Prabhupada is reading his own book. And what did, you know, you'll be surprised what Prabhupada said. Any speculations? Prabhupada said, yes, always preach. He picked up on a point that I was preaching to my servant, and he immediately appreciated that and reciprocated. Yes, always preach. Now, this is our mood, always preach. Not that, you know, 9 to 5, then we can do anything. You know, we should always be preaching whenever possible. Okay, it's 9 o'clock. Do we have any questions? In fact, that's what this clock says. Questions or comments?
Hare Krishna, thank you Maharaj. Of course you were with Prabhupada, so you felt Prabhupada's love, and when you said that he loves everyone, how can we, especially, you know, second generations and in the future, how can they feel the love of Srila Prabhupada? How can they tell the love of Srila Prabhupada?
Read his books. How much love those books are. Those purports, probably they are my emotional ecstasies. How much time he woke up in the middle of the night, 1 o'clock, to write these books and purports. Only out of love that he was doing it. There's a story like that. Satsuru Maharaj was his secretary in early days, and Prabhupada would dictate into the dictaphone, and then Satsrup would come to get the tapes, so he would hear, and he would type them out. So every day he was coming with. So Prabhupada saw he was doing it a little mechanically, so he stopped him. He said, you should understand, I'm staying up at night writing these books, dictating these books, because my spiritual master wanted me to do that, and out of love for him, I'm doing it. Similarly, you should think like that. You're doing this 9 times, I have to wait. That reminds us of past times about Prabhupada and the bell. Right? He wanted that bell. Sometimes in the middle of the night, they weren't ringing the bell. He was very careful that everything should be managed down to the point of ringing the bell. So anyway, I've lost my train of thought, but yes, we should do everything out of love. That's from our side. We should I'm doing this to please Prabhupada, I'm doing this to please my Guru Maharaj or the temple president, but there should be some feeling of affection that I'm doing this service. It's not just mechanical. It's not some karmi thing I'm going to get paid. I'm doing it voluntarily because this is the best thing for me. Okay? Anyone else?
Is it a mental adjustment because just by reading books and becoming, you know, following all the rules and regulations and scriptural injunctions and religious principles, whatnot, isn't it, I mean, how does one actually get the mercy of Guru and Krishna? It's not a mechanical thing, so is it a mental adjustment on our part to be humble and sincere, or it happens with practice by reading and chanting?
No, it happens with practice. Rupa Goswami decided, you know, he gives a very scientific way. A Tao shut up. First we have a little faith. Oh, I'm sorry. First we have a little faith. We come and hear the message of Krishna. So most people, they won't, just by hearing one, two times, they won't change their life. But if we hear, and then next thing is we associate with devotees, then we can start appreciating. Devotees are not ordinary people. That was my impression. I said, boy, these people are so sincere. So I appreciated that quality. I didn't always agree with them, but I thought, wow, you can't take that away from them. Sincerity is there. They really worship their guru. And then the next stage is what? We take up the practice, bhajana kriya. So then, anartanavritti, then we lose our bad habits gradually. That may take a long time. But this is the process, very scientific, Rupa Goswami. Then we come nishta. That's a wonderful stage. We're no longer troubled by the senses. We have the senses are under control. Nishta. So this is the process. We take it. It may look like mechanical, but no, we have to take it with confidence, enthusiasm, patience. Rupa Goswami is, these are the fathers of devotion. Then it will we'll get a higher taste. If somebody came to me, okay, Maharaj, here, I'll give you $1 billion. You don't ever chant Hare Krishna again. You don't come to the temple. What am I going to do with it? What am I going to do with $1 billion? So we get a higher taste. We think, this is, what are the karmis getting? Just running through their fingers. Sweet 16 and bitter 60s. They can't hold on to their happiness. Isn't it? Isn't it clear that every step, my father died, his father died, his father died? So where are we going to death? Then how can we be so happy? We're in an awkward position, but they don't want to think that. Due to false ego? No, I'm very important. Okay, next.
Maharaj, last night you mentioned about the loyalty to Srila Prabhupada, and you mentioned one pastime that you wanted to go with Madhu Visa Prabhu. So can you mention that? Yes, you said to Srila Prabhupada that if I cannot go with you, then can I go with Hamsa Duta Prabhu?
Yeah.
Can you mention
that? You want me to tell that story? Yeah, that was a story where Prabhupada also chastised me quite severely. As I said, I was always thinking of going with Prabhupada, but I saw it might not be possible, at the end it was impossible. So I wanted to run by Prabhupada, an alternative I had. I knew Hansa Duda, I liked his kirtan. I knew him from, I forget where, Montreal. He was early days in Montreal. And then I just gotten word that he was opening a center in Berkeley, California. And I thought that would be fun. I lived in California before, in San Francisco and other places. So I thought if we could do something there. He was a good singer, that's a fact. So I said to Srila Prabhupada, I was giving a massage. I said, Srila Prabhupada, if I can't go with you when you leave, can I go to Berkeley and be with Hansa Duda? He just opened a temple. And I said, Dad, Prabhupada was just sitting, two of us in a room. Real anger came up from inside him. And he chastised me. It is not your duty to contemplate what is your service. You are brahmachari. Are you laughing? Are you a brahmachari? This is a severe reprimand that I would. I mean, in retrospect, I can see Prabhupada didn't like it that I was putting Hansa Duda on the level with, well, I can't be with you, Prabhupada, I'll be with her. And but it was a very good lesson for me. Because after Prabhupada left, naturally there were people like Hansa Duda and others who wanted you to be in their sphere. Tomorrow, every guru wanted to have. So I could avoid that, coming under the influence too much of one of the 11 gurus. And I remained aloof from that. It helped me. And I was just always, you know, trying to keep Prabhupada in the center. And I was one of the first to see that it wasn't working. They weren't keeping Prabhupada in the center. They were competing with Prabhupada rather than putting him in the center, competing with each other. Guru, guru on the wall, who's the best of them all? So there was, and then we started this guru reform, where we were meeting and discussing. Gopal Krishna was involved. Okay, anyone else? There's a couple there. Or here. We're going to go over too much time. Not a problem.
Maharaj, this brahmachari has a question from last.
How can we understand that Srila Prabhupada is satisfied with us?
How can we understand that Srila Prabhupada
is satisfied with us? Understood. With our service?
Oh, how can we know that Prabhupada is satisfied with us? Well, he was an ISKCON man. If we are satisfying our ISKCON authorities and cooperating together to push on this movement, then we can expect that Prabhupada would be satisfied. I'll give an example. We were on a morning walk in Detroit, 1971. And on the morning walk, Prabhupada decided, he had made a plan with some of the devotees there, what they were going to do that day. I forget the details. But so then when we got back to the temple, Srila Prabhupada said, so let us now get permission from the temple president. I was thinking, get permission? I mean, he's Prabhupada. What is he? He doesn't have to get permission from anybody. But that was his mood. He wanted to think that he was an ISKCON man, and ISKCON is supposed to have some discipline. Local authorities there have to have some authority. So we don't want to upturn that. Prabhupada was very loyal in that sense. Of course, the temple president is not going to disagree with Prabhupada, but sometimes Garga Muni disagreed with Prabhupada. Does he ever come here? I better not bring up, open that body. Okay, one more question?
Hare Krishna.
Just behind you. Okay, good.
Should I give him?
No, go ahead.
Okay, Maharaj, like as you said about the family, like even if you said in your class that we should feel like a family in ISKCON.
That's ideal.
Yeah. So how one should feel like a family? Family means like...
And Prabhupada is the captain of the boat. Another example is given in the boat. We're on the boat of ISKCON, sailing over the ocean of nations. We have the captain, Srila Prabhupada. We have the boat, ISKCON. We should just stay on board and keep it going. And our future is very bright. Otherwise, it's true. There's other movements, other gurus and so on, but we are loyal to Prabhupada. And rightly so. He's empowered by Lord Nityananda to establish this movement all over the world. Why not support him? Why should we go outside? Okay, one more question here. Bring the microphone. Okay, last one.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj. Maharaj, you shared Srila Prabhupada mood. Thank you for that. That Srila Prabhupada wants all of us to become representative of our Guru, and we should preach. But factually, all the time because of anartha, because of our bad habits, because of our old habits, anartha, we fail all the time. So how we can develop the mood that we have to follow the Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj? And
by removing the anarthas. Remove the anarthas and you won't have any problem. But if you hold on to them, these are my traumas. I'm not going to give them up. And so we run them through our mind again. My mother did this to me or something. No, whatever. Therefore, Krishna, don't worry. Masuchaha, just surrender and Krishna will help you. No matter good karma or bad karma. Karma has nothing to do with it, actually. It all depends on your desire. If you want to serve Krishna, nobody can check you, like Prahlad Maharaj. Every attempt was made to check, they couldn't. And if you don't want, like Rani Kashipu, no attempt can persuade you to take up devotional service. So it's in your hand, based on desire. Isha Dvesha. So why not desire? The best thing, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, so many lifetimes I've been serving Maya and hasn't brought me happiness. Why not one lifetime? This one lifetime. Let us do everything we can for Prabhupada and Krishna. Let's do it like that, okay?
Thank you.
Prabhupada ki.
Jai.